Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. The correspondent school detectives have come to the end of another of their mystery cases. The little baby and the dog left on the porch of their boarding house have been returned to the frantic parents. That is, the parents have been located, and the detectives are now on their way back to town to get the baby and deliver it to its home. The baby's mother was so grateful for its safe return that she has presented the little dog to Cy and Elmer as a gift. And as we now pick up the trail of the old boys, they are walking back home in the cold evening, as the little dog scampers around them in the snow, happy to be with his new masters.
Oh, my goodness. Cy, a two-mile walk never hurt nobody.
Maybe you don't think it's too far to walk, but I do. Why, Elmer, we've been walking all day through them fields, and now we got to start in all over again and walk back home.
Cy Perkins, you ought to be plumb ashamed of yourself. Yes, you had. Here's that nice lady give us Rastus to keep for our own, you know, and still you're rebelling about something being wrong and acting miserable.
That's one thing that makes me feel so miserable.
What?
Now, just to watch that little dog a-scampering around in the snow like he thought it was fun, and I'm froze to death.
Oh, you ain't hurt a bit. Now, come on, walk right up here a good clip, and we get home as soon as we can. Get the horse and buggy and take that little baby home to his mama.
Why, Elmer Peabody, you don't mean to say we got to walk him 2 miles home and hitch up that horse and drive way back out here tonight.
That's just what I do mean. That nice lady is worried to death about that kid. You know she is.
Yeah.
We're going to get it back to her right away. Yes, sir. We'll see her husband and big kid along the way. We'll give him a lift, too.
It was mighty mean, that little boy, to leave his tiny, itty-bitty brother on our porch and forget where he left it.
Well, now, Cy, don't be finding fault with the boy too much for that, you know.
Why not?
He's only 10 years old,
yeah,
and he was all tired taking care of the baby, and he wanted to get loose and play with the other little fellas.
Oh, but how could he forget which porch he left it on? He ought to know better than that if he's 10 years old.
You'd forget worse than that yourself, Cy Perkins. You're blame near 100 years old.
Why, Elmer, that dummy.
You old fossil. You'd forget your head if it weren't fastened on.
Elmer, you got to quit talking like that. I ain't but 57, and you know it.
57? You were 68 last January, and I knew that. Hey, wait a minute, what's going on there?
Oh, now what is it?
Look at that pup, Rudd. Look at him, Cy. He must be after rabbit or something. Look at him go, will you?
Yeah, I see him a-going. And I know he'll get lost, and then we'll have to run around in the dark all night looking for him. I reckon we better sit right down here till he gets back.
Silas Q. Perkins, you'll do no sitting down here at all.
Huh?
Yeah, you won't. You ain't worried about that dog at all.
Elmer, I am so worrying about him.
You're not. All you are not. All you're thinking about is sitting down and getting a good rest for your old misery legs.
Well,
we ain't got time, Sat, so come on. Come on, get it going.
My feet is a-getting awful sore, Elmer.
Yes, I know,
yeah,
I know.
Ever since I had them chilblains. Back in 97,
my
feet ain't been just right in cold weather.
Say, Cy, you ain't never had no chilblains in your head, have you?
Why, of course not, Elmer. A body can't get chilblains in the head.
Well, there's something wrong with your head in old kinds of weather.
Huh?
I never heard such an old complaining fool all my life. All you did was sit in that lady's house and tell her about your aches and your pains.
Yeah.
Well, she was trying to find out something about her lost baby.
She was right nice to me, Elmer. and she invited me to come out and visit with her sometime and play with the baby.
Yes, I guess she'd like to have you do that, all right.
Yes, sir.
Because she is kind of poor. So, and I guess the kid ain't got many toys to play with. And if you were say, the kid'd look at you and laugh all the time and...
Someday, Elmer Peabody, you're going to say too much to me.
Well, what are you going to do if you do, huh?
I'm going to leave you, and I'm going to go right straight off someplace by myself.
Watch you start going right now, then.
Well, it's pretty near dark now.
Yeah.
I'll be going in the morning, I reckon.
Yes, you won't ever go no place, something with the widow can wait on you and spoon with you.
That's more than she'll do for you, anyhow.
Oh, you make me tired. You make me tired.
Huh?
I don't need no woman waiting on me now or no other time.
Elmer.
What? What is it?
Oh, Elmer.
Well, what in tarnation is the matter with you now?
I see something.
Well, whereabouts?
Right there, Elmer. Right there where I'm pointing.
Oh, my goodness. You're shaking your arms so darn bad. You're not pointing every direction. It's straight up. What are you seeing? Where is it?
It's right over there by the fence. And I don't know what it is.
Well, I... Well, now tell you, Mr. Perkins. I tell you, where I come from, they call that a horse.
Horse? Yes, horse. But it's too long and low for a horse, ain't it?
Well, sweet singer of sad songs, Si. Didn't you never hear of a horse laying down?
Yeah.
He's in the warm corner of that fence where the brush keeps the wind off him. You know that horses lay down sometimes, didn't you?
Oh, quit the pestering me, Elmer.
Well, then you quit saying horses and making something else out of them. Now, we got to get going for home, I tell you. We won't have that lady's baby back there by daylight.
I'm so bad scared, I'm kind of shaky all over.
Yes.
I'll have to sit down here and rest for a spell.
Well, sit down and rest all you want to. I'm going on the boarding house and get that kid.
You know I can't stay out here all alone.
Well, if you're going to sit down here, you're going to do it all alone. Now, where the dickens is that pup going?
Well, I bet he's run off, back to his old home again.
Bet he ain't. That little dog of mine's going to make a good detective dog when I get done teaching him.
Dog of yours?
Yes, sir.
He's my dog, too, ain't he?
No, sir, he ain't. That dog's got to have some smart lessons in detecting. Yes, sir. And Elmer Peabody is a fairly dirty moly buddy. Here, Rastus. Come on, Rastus. Oh, doggone that dog.
I'll call him with my police whistle.
Go ahead.
That whistling through your teeth when you talk ain't loud enough for him to hear way off like that when you say his name.
I don't whistle through my teeth when I say his name.
You do so.
I do not.
Elmer, you know dad damn well. You can't say Rastus without a whistling.
Is that so? Well, I'll show you if you can't. Listen to this. Listen. Rastus! Oh, shucks.
Yeah.
Well, what if you do whistle a little when you talk? That's a good way to train a dog.
Now, ain't as good as my police whistle.
Yes, so.
Now, and just listen to this.
That don't sound so darn fancy. I don't think it's no regular police whistle nohow.
Well, it's plenty good enough to call a dog with. Here he comes right now.
Say, you little rascal, where you been, huh? Where you been? Come on, get over here and talk to Uncle Elmer. Come on.
Uncle Elmer.
Yes, I wish he'd hurry and grow up, Si, and get himself a regular bark. That dirty squeak ain't much louder than a chipmunk.
He's only a little pup, Elmer.
Lady, you said he was 4 months old, didn't she?
That ain't very old.
He's old enough to start learning to bark like a man. Now, look here, Rastus. Look here, you just stick right close to Uncle Elmer when we get home. Do you hear me, Rastus?
No, I'm awful tired, Elmer. And I'm worried about something else, too.
Yes, well, you ain't got time to stop to worry. Do you worry while you walk? What's the trouble?
I just remembered that it ain't long till we got that there masquerade party to go to.
Well, what's that to worry about? I ain't worrying none.
No, you ain't a-going. Widder told me she didn't ask you.
Is that so? Well, she did ask me, and I'm going to have the first waltz with you, too.
No, no, you ain't. I'm going to have all the waltzes with her.
Yeah, you.
You can have them trotting foxes if you want them.
Yes, well, I ain't going to take them. But I'm going to ask anybody who want to, you hear me? Just because you're stuck on the widow? Don't get the idea she's forgot how good-looking I am when I'm cutting it up out there on the dance floor.
Yeah, I don't care who she dances with. I don't reckon I'll be there nohow.
No, I suppose your back or your stomach or your ears will be aching so bad you can't go, huh?
I'll take that, Elmer.
Well, what is it?
Well, we got to dress up in funny clothes and all. I ain't got no suit for it.
Well, the one you got on looks plenty funny to me. Quit worrying about everything, Si. I'm going to get me a suit fixed up for it. You know, they got a lot of them costume things down at Steve's store, and look, we go in tomorrow and pick us out a couple of them.
Yeah, I can't think what kind to get, Elmer. The widder is going to wear one that looks like she's an ear of corn.
Ear of corn?
Yeah, and I got to get one to go with that.
Something to go with an ear of corn, huh? Yeah, let's see. I get it, I guess. How you dress up like a salt shaker. Folks always use a salt shaker with corn on the cob.
Oh, I can't dress up like a salt shaker.
Well, why can't you?
Ain't no such thing.
Plenty of them, plenty of them. We got two in the boarding house table.
Yeah, I know there's plenty of salt shakers, but there ain't no such a thing as dressing up like one.
Well, let's see then. You might dress up like a pound of butter. No. Butter'd go mighty good with the widow's corn dress.
You just make fun of me all the time. Well, I don't care. I guess I won't go to the party no how.
Yeah, I got a side. I got it.
Have you got an idea, Elmer?
I got it, dandy. You're going to like this one, Si.
What kind of a costume can you wear?
Who said anything about a costume?
You said you had an idea.
Well, I have. It's the best idea I had in years.
Well, then hurry up and tell it to me.
Well, here goes then. Now look, Si, if you just got to have an idea how to dress up for the costume party, I'm going to show you how right now. Idea just come to me when I noticed how nice and sticky the snow is.
What's the snow got to do with dressing up for a costume party?
Well, now you just sit right down on this log and I'll show you.
You mean I can sit down and rest?
Certainly, that's just what it means, Si. You know, you look mighty tired.
Now, that's mighty nice of you, Elmer.
Bet you.
I don't feel just good as I could.
Now you just sit there and take it easy now, Si, and I'll bet you look dressed up for the party when I get done with you.
Wait a minute, Elmer. Wait a minute. What are you scooping up that snow for?
Well, now just hold your horses, Si, Perkins. So I'm going to start making you dress for the party.
Don't put that cold snow on me. Don't do it, Elmer.
Here she goes, Si. And start building up your feet with it.
Oh, Elmer, you can't do that. I feel so cold.
Well, you ain't going to feel so cold when you get this nice coat of snow all over you. Come on, Rastus. Come on, now. That's a good dog. Come on, kick up some snow for me. Come on, get this scratching and get some snow on the side.
Elmer, I just won't stand for this.
You don't have to stand for it. You're sitting down. Hey there, Rastus. Come on, kick that snow on the side. That on me. Now, you just hold still to fight me aside, and you'll be a snowman for the party.
Elmer, I'm a freezing. Let me up out of this snow.
Yes, sir, Rastus. Side going to the party dressed up like a snowman.
I just can't stand it no more. Rastus, get me out of this snow.
Say, when it gets you all covered up nice, look, tell you what I do.
I'll
punch little holes in for your eyes and your nose.
Holes, Elmer?
Yeah, little holes.
My rheumatism is getting worse. Elmer, my rheumatism.
Si Perkins, what are you talking about? My goodness, you know a snowman can't have rheumatism.
Well, we have never seen one before, but to go to the party as a snowman is certainly an idea. However, the detectives will not go to the party. Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Si and Elmer over this station.